You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know why I'm so excited about this, but UCLA got a touchdown on the board, and they lead Penn State 34-21. They dominated at the half. Penn State gets two quick scores in the third, and they are driving, don't get me wrong, and they're down 34-21, and it's early in the fourth. But UCLA at 0-4 is leading Penn State at the Rose Bowl in front of maybe 30,000 people. And I still cannot wrap my arms around the fact that UCLA, and if you've ever been to L.A., it's kind of nestled in there, Brentwood, Beverly Hills, Westwood. I mean, it's a very nice part of L.A. I mean, you leave the campus gates and you're literally like right in Beverly Hills. It's really insane. My youngest daughter toured there, ended up going to Arizona down in Tucson because she thought UCLA was too hilly. I'm like, okay. But they play out at the Rose Bowl. There is nobody there, and I would assume a good chunk of the fans that are there are Penn State fans that made the trip. By the way, Nittany Lions get on the board, and with an extra point, they'll pull to within six, but the Bruins lead at 34-28 early in the fourth quarter. That would be an upset. And could it set the stage for the Gophers shocking the world in Columbus against Ohio State? And before I jump back to the game reports, I do want to throw this out there. Ahead of tonight's showdown between Minnesota and number one Ohio State. At the moment, the Buckeyes are favored by 22.5. But here's what makes it even more shocking. The over-under is 42.5. So I'm not a rocket scientist, but that's like 33-10. A final for Ohio State to cover. That is a really big number. So for the Gophers tonight, well, I would hold out hope for shocking the world on NBC tonight. I'm even leaning moral victory. Just don't get crushed. Keep it competitive. Don't get blown off the field. So we'll see. But a lot of people consider this Ohio State team, and you look at some of the numbers they've put up already this year, that this might be the most talented Ohio State team in a while, and that's saying a lot. So, major challenge. You heard the cut from PJ with Al during the news a moment ago. All right, let's get into some game reports. Let's jump into the Northern Sun. Kevin Reed, longtime producer, here at CCO Radio. He was a road engineer for Twins Baseball. Spent some time as a road engineer, or the radio engineer anyway, for the Baltimore Orioles. And now he's in Bemidji and calling Beaver games. And you've heard his game reports over the last few years. And it was Northern State at Bemidji State. It has been a struggle for the Beavers this year, but they do get it done against a solid Northern team. Kevin Reed, take it away.
The Bemidji State Beavers earned their first win of the 2025 season, and it was at homecoming. A comeback win to defeat Northern State 24-21 at Chet Anderson Stadium as the Beavers improve to 1-5 overall. Northern State falls to 3-2. It was definitely a defensive struggle in the first half. The Beavers scored on a one-yard touchdown run from Jaden Washington, the redshirt junior out of Apple Valley. Beavers led 7-0. Then the final play of the first half, a 35-yard Hail Mary by Northern State from quarterback Bogosi to the wide receiver Schwabe. We were tied at 7 going to the locker room. Northern State was unable to move the ball beginning the third quarter despite excellent field position after a good return and a penalty on Bemidji State. The Beavers were able to get the ball back and drive down for a field goal from Connor Mantelli from 40 yards out to lead 10-7 after 3. Then the fireworks started in the fourth quarter. Northern State scored first. It was a 3-yard rush on a reverse from Trey Birdsong for Northern State to put them in the lead for the first time today, 14-10. The Beavers struck back a 51-yard run for Connor Carver, who is kind of the Swiss Army knife of Bemidji State this year. Carver plays quarterback, wide receiver, slot back, running back, you name it. This time he was at the quarterback position, and he took a sneak 51 yards for a touchdown to put the Beavers back in front, 17-14. Beavers then went all the way to under 2 minutes, leading 17-14. We're trying to run out the clock. On a third down play, Connor Carver still at quarterback. He's going to run it, right? No. 44-yard pass to Jake Hill, who played his first game today, returning from injury for Bemidji State. The extra point made it 24-14 with 1:47 remaining. Northern State was able to nickel and dime their way down the field, getting out of bounds, and they wound up with a 1-yard touchdown run from Wyatt Block to make it 24-21. The onside kick was unsuccessful, and the Beavers held on for the win. Mentioning Wyatt Block, the senior from Mankato led all rushers in the game. He had 107 yards on the ground with a touchdown. Connor Carver for the Beavers finished with 106 yards rushing in the touchdown. We mentioned the touchdown for Jaden Washington. He had 64 yards on 12 carries today for Bemidji State. Mentioned the Beavers, their first win of the season. They're now 1-5. Everybody jumped in the lake and got wet on a very hot day. They now head to Wayne State to take on the Wildcats of Nebraska, and that'll be next Saturday for Bemidji State. Again, the final score, Bemidji State 24, Northern State 21. This is Kevin Reed reporting.
All right, very good, Kev. Great day to jump in the lake. Rather do it now on a hot day than at the tail end of the season. More game reports coming up. Here's the finals in the Northern Sun. UMD beat Southwest Minnesota State in Duluth. They played a noon game today, 63-28. Here's the thing about Lake Superior. I don't know if I ever want to go in there even in the middle of July. It is cold. Minnesota State wins at Concordia St. Paul 47-19. MSU Moorhead in overtime beat Minot State 40-37. Good win for the Dragons. We heard Bemidji State over Northern State 24-21. Mary wins at Jamestown 44-22. Augustana beat Sioux Falls 29-28. 19 unanswered in the fourth at Bob Young Field. Vikings win the key to the city game for the second year in a row, and Winona State beat Wayne State 21-14. Let's jump back to Duluth, and the voice of Bulldog football, Jeff Papas, filed this game report.
At Mulaski Stadium this afternoon, the 13th-ranked UMD Bulldogs improved their record to 6-0 with a 63-28 win over Southwest Minnesota State. However, it was the Mustangs that broke on board first in this game. Jacob Hanstetter with a 75-yard touchdown run on the Mustangs' second play from scrimmage, made it 7-0 Mustangs 17 seconds into the game, with the Bulldogs then scored the next 49 points. Kyle Walljasper with a terrific first half. He found Nick Ogile for a 16-yard touchdown on the Bulldogs' first drive of the game, six plays, 57 yards, and then on a flea flicker hit redshirt freshman Peyton Menzel of Hermantown for a 75-yard touchdown pass to make it 14-7, and the Bulldogs were ahead to stay. Francis O'Malley with a 1-yard touchdown run on a fourth down play for UMD made it 21-7, still in the first quarter. But in the second, Kyle Walljasper found freshman phenom Luke Denneke twice, first for 5 yards on a touchdown to make it 28-7 at the 7:42 mark. And then after a roughing the kicker call gave UMD new life at the 49-yard line, Walljasper found Denneke again for a 45-yard touchdown to make it 35-7 UMD at halftime. Two touchdowns in the third quarter, the first from defensive lineman Alan Pearson, a big fella touchdown on a 1-yard plunge to make it 42-7. And then on the next play from scrimmage, quarterback McLeod Croughton was intercepted by Joey Krause, who ran it back 30 yards to the house for a 49-7 lead for UMD. Croughton rebounded by hitting Colin Maher for a 5-yard touchdown to cut the lead to 35, but the Bulldogs came back under backup quarterback Jacob Eggert, 5 yards to Menzel again for a touchdown to make it 56-14 early in the fourth. Croughton found Sean Walrath for a 35-yard touchdown to nibble into that lead again, but UMD third-string quarterback Austin Randall rushed 50 yards on a third down and two play for a touchdown to put UMD ahead 63-21 before McLeod ran in a 5-yard score in the waning moments for the final margin of 63-28. UMD is the only team in the NSIC to have scored 60 points twice this season, and they had a special day offensively. Walljasper 18 of 21 for 278 yards and 4 touchdowns in just one half of action. He was pulled at halftime. Jacob Eggert completed 6 of 7 in relief and found another touchdown. Randall, the third-string quarterback, was actually UMD's leading rusher on the day. He had 3 attempts for 63 yards and a touchdown. Catcher Langness, a wide receiver, the second leading rusher for UMD, 2 carries for 35 yards. And for the Mustangs, Croughton, 19 out of 37. He was intercepted 3 times and threw 2 touchdown passes. The Bulldogs actually sacked him 4 times in the game. Bulldogs go to 6-0 and the Mustangs to 1-4. UMD with a pivotal matchup next week in Aberdeen against Northern State. Jeff Papas reporting.
All right, Jeff, great work as always. One of the greatest guys in the entire world, Jeff Papas, voice of UMD Bulldog football. And when we come back, we'll check the MIAC scoreboard, the WIAC. Huge game today, lacrosse at Whitewater, and then obviously back to the MIAC. The big game of the year, St. John's Bethel, this time in Windy Arden Hills. We'll run down that one as well, hopefully some more game reports. I know we got Jeff Filling from Augustana in the Key to the City game there. A wild finish. You'll want to stick around for that game report. Augustana 19 unanswered in the fourth to pull out the win there. It is 5:18. It's college football final here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
My game of the day is so far in the Big Ten, UCLA 0-4 leading number 7 Penn State at the Rose Bowl in front of a small gathering, 34-28. And the Bruins are driving midway through the fourth quarter. Field goals huge. Touchdowns even bigger here. UCLA played just a dynamite first half. And we'll certainly keep an eye on that one. Minnesota at the Shoe to play number 1 Ohio State tonight. Oof. That one's on NBC tonight, Care 11 locally. 5:21, let's jump over to that MIAC scoreboard. Veteran columnist Patrick Royce, I think, said it best. Winner today, odds-on favorite to win the MIAC regular season crown. And Bethel got it done in the wind in Arden Hills, 17-10 today. Bethel led it 3-0 after one, tied at 10 at the half. Lone touchdown comes in the fourth on the ground. And Tay Manns, 128 yards, 127 net yards and a touchdown, including that game winner in the fourth quarter. Once again, Bethel over St. John's in the MIAC today, 17-10. Johnny's managed only 82 total yards on the ground. Cooper Drew is Bethel quarterback. Pretty good day considering the win, 17-22, 174 yards and a touchdown. Tyler Terry caught that touchdown pass for the Royals, so a huge win, and now they have the inside track in the MIAC was still a long way to go in league play. Here's the other finals. Augsburg rolls over St. Olaf 44-13. Carlton wins big at Gustavus 45-28. The Knights having a pretty good year. Concordia blows out St. Scholastica 49-21 and Moorhead. And there's one night game today, the Battle of Snelling Avenue. Hamlin at McAllister. Tonight, that is a 7 o'clock tilt. Once again, the Pipers and the Scots at 7 o'clock in St. Paul. Love that stadium at McAllister. Do a lot of games at Creighton, so I'll take Snelling Avenue and drive right by McAllister. That is a great little small college stadium for sure. Let's jump east to the St. Croix today. Huge game between La Crosse and Whitewater. In two overtimes, La Crosse beat Whitewater 23-20. Oshkosh beat River Falls 21-17. Platteville rolls over Stevens Point 52-0. And not much of a rivalry anymore. Stout dominates at Eau Claire 42-17. The final, they're just getting started. This is the first week of conference play in the WIAC. In the UMAC, one in the books, Greenville over Westminster 38-24 tonight. Martin Luther at Morris, and Northwestern travels from Roseville over to St. Bonnie, and they'll play Crown tonight at 7:15. And in the Pioneer League, I visited with Tom Hauser. He was in for Vanita on the morning news. Homecoming at St. Thomas tonight. Butler in town, and Butler spoiled it, winning it 21-14 in overtime. This was... You're going to have to read about this one. A wild finish. Tommy's thought they had a winner, and then it was called back by penalty, and then Butler ultimately wins it in overtime. 21-14. I think it was a 99-yard fumble return for a touchdown called back on an offside. Butler wins it 21-14 in overtime. Spoiling homecoming at O'Shaughnessy Stadium in St. Paul. It is 5:25 here at News Talk 830 WCCO. And I want to jump back. Big game. Long time ago, I used to call what used to be Sioux Falls College. It's now the University of Sioux Falls. And they're a member of the Northern Sun now. Augustana, of course, longtime member of the North Central Conference. And then, of course, made the move when the Northern Sun changed names and rebranded and the North Dakota schools moved on, etc. Augustana and Sioux Falls now play in a rivalry game every year. The key to the city is on the line. Sioux Falls has won their share. Augustana today at Bob Young Field, the home of the University of Sioux Falls, roars back. And with all the info, here is longtime play-by-play man for Augustana, Jeff Filling.
Steve, the Augustana Vikings scored 19 points in the fourth quarter to win 29-28 over Sioux Falls to move to 6-0. Sioux Falls is now 3-3 in front of 5,433 at Bob Young Stadium. Vikings opened the scoring after blocking a field goal. They went downfield, 8 plays, 42 yards, got a field goal of their own to move ahead 3-0. Sioux Falls then got 2 consecutive running touchdowns from Bubba Tan, one of 21 yards, one of 24, to make it 14-3, and that was the halftime score. The first play of the second half, Braylon Blunt went 75 yards to give the Vikings within 4 points at 14-10 after Pacina's extra point. Sioux Falls countered with 2 consecutive scores. A run 20-yard pass from Camden Dean to Hank Brown Jr., and then a run by Hank Brown Jr. on a reverse to make it 28-10. Vikings countered with 13:16 left in the game on a Braylon Blunt 16-yard pass from Rich Lucero, true freshman quarterback in his very first start. Then Pacina hit a 52-yard field goal 4.5 minutes later to make it 28-21. The Vikings got a stop on downs, took over at the 42-yard line, went 58 yards in 4 plays to make it 28-27, went for 2, and Sam Skolten on a reverse scored to make it 29-28. The Vikings got a 4-and-out to end the game. The Vikings had 333 yards. Sioux Falls, 499. Sioux Falls almost had as many snaps, twice as many as the Vikings, and they had the ball for about 17 minutes more, but the Vikings held on to win it. Vikings were without 4 starters that were all injured last week against Winona, and they're all out for the year. So they went with freshman quarterback Rich Lucero, and on the game, he had a great game. He threw it to Isaiah Huber to win it with the touchdown that put the Vikings within 1 point, then the 2-point conversion. And that touchdown pass was caught by Isaiah Huber from Rochester. Final score again, Augustana 29, Sioux Falls 28.
All right, Jeff, welcome back. He took a year off. He was having some health problems, and he is back behind the mic. Longtime voice of Augustana Sports, Jeff Filling. Just terrific guy, and so happy that he is back behind the mic. All right, let's jump over to the MIAC today. Augsburg at home on the rug on a warm, windy day in Minneapolis. And Don Stoner, good to visit with you for another year at College Football Final and a big win over the Oilies.
Yeah, big win. After having first 3 games of the season on the road, Augsburg finally gets to be at home on the friendly confines of Edor Nelson Field. Homecoming weekend this weekend, and the Aggies pull off a 44-13 win over St. Olaf. In a game that had, it was kind of 2 different games. The first half, real tight, back and forth, and Augsburg led 9-3 at halftime, and then turn around and outscore St. Olaf 35-10 in the second half. Took advantage of a couple of 3 interceptions in the game. 2 of them then led to touchdowns on subsequent drives for the Aggies. Augsburg ended up outgaining St. Olaf by a 486-280 margin. Big game for Augsburg quarterback Caden Rodkiewicz, the junior out of St. Anthony Village. Probably the best game of his career so far. 26 of 41 passing, 314 yards and 4 touchdowns. One of his big receivers, Tyrone Wilson, caught 10 passes for 80 yards and a touchdown. Kobe Sanda for Housie, who's a relatively new player in the lineup out of Minnehaha Academy. 2 catches for 106 yards, one of them a 67-yard touchdown pass, and it was probably one of the most unlikely touchdown passes you might see. Augsburg had 2 plays with big losses, one a 20-yard loss on a high snap, and then a penalty put the ball back 5 more yards. So second down and 35 from the Augsburg 33-yard line, And Rodkowicz hit Sander Ferhousie for a 67-yard touchdown pass. Part of a big run, 21-0 run for the Auggies in the fourth quarter. Rushing-wise, Augsburg led by Omar Nadkor, who rushed four times for 84 yards and a touchdown. He had an 80-yard touchdown run in the third quarter, one of the longest for Augsburg in school history in terms of touchdown rushes. Couple other players, Michael Lau, 10 or 8.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Headlines, Northern Sun, UMD Bulldogs, Augustana Vikings remain unbeaten. Bethel grabs control early in the season of the MIAC with a 17-10 win over St. John's in Arden Hills today. Before we get to the Big Ten and Top 25, this is out of the category you think you've heard it all. I've got to put this out here. Mark Sanchez, former NFL quarterback, current Fox Sports analyst in Indy, going to call the game tomorrow, arrested for three misdemeanors, battery with injury, unlawful entry of a motor vehicle, and public intoxication after being stabbed early this morning in downtown Indianapolis. He's recovering in the hospital, but the Indianapolis police went there and arrested him. I remember seeing the story that he got stabbed, and he thought, oh, he got robbed or mugged or whatever. No. There's a bigger story here. So I would assume Mark Sanchez and his job at Fox could be in jeopardy, but a bizarre story. All right, let's jump into the Big Ten and Top 25. Can UCLA hang on at the Rose Bowl? They have the ball, closing in on 3 to go in the game. They're up by 7. Wow. Jonathan Lowe, take it away.
Thank you very much, Stephen. By the way, a quick update on that Mark Sanchez story. According to ESPN, he will no longer be on that call tomorrow, one would assume.
What?
Being in the hospital after being stabbed, he might want to take a breath or two.
Well, and here's the thing. When I saw the story, I'm like, well, that's horrible. But then to hear to the rest that they go in there and say, battery with injury, unlawful entry of a motor vehicle, and public intoxication. There's more to the story here.
And I agree. I said that exact. I saw the headline earlier today, and I thought, oh, no, this is bad. And then saw the update once I got in here, and I thought, oh, my goodness, are you kidding me? The drama surrounding football in general continues. Let's go ahead and get to the scores because we got a bunch to get into as we get through this very warm, very tawdry. Hold on to your hats. Saturday in the fall, y'all. College football here, there, and everywhere. And we get it rolling in the Big Ten as we start in Evanston. Northwestern going out of conference today, taking on Louisiana Monroe, and it is all over but the shouting. 42-7, the Wildcats will get to 3-2 as they lead with 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Now to the big one at the Rose Bowl. Steve just gave it to you. It is 4th-1. UCLA going for it on 4th-1 and got stuffed. They get stuffed by the Penn State defense on 4th-1 at 2 minutes to go, the 2-minute timeout. Penn State will get the ball back on the plus side of the 50 with a chance to tie it up against UCLA. The 7th-ranked Nittany Lions have been trailing basically the entire game, and this could be a huge comeback. Oh. They tried to come back last week against Oregon. Can they pull this one off, Steve?
Well, and here's the thing, Jonathan. On third down, they had a receiver wide open in the flat. He got turned around and fell down a foot shy of the first down.
Would have been
He had a first down and more if he can just maintain his footing, and he just
would have been a first down in the pros. Would have been a first down in the pros, not in college. That's the difference. Let's keep going with the scores. In College Park, it is now tightened up, this one, against with Maryland and Washington. 7.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Washington with the ball just on the Maryland side of midfield, down 20-17. Terrapins trying to go to 5-0 on the season. Nebraska just got in the end zone in Lincoln. They have now tied it up with Michigan State with 20 seconds to go in the third quarter, tied at 21. Finals from earlier in the day, number 22, Illinois. They trailed early but came back in a big way with a huge second quarter. They beat Purdue, the final 43-27 in West Lafayette. In Ann Arbor, number 20, Michigan, they pulled away in the second half from Wisconsin, and the Wolverines are now 4-1 after a 24-10 win. Could Luke Fickell be in a little bit of trouble in Badgerland? And coming up later tonight, just about 45 minutes or so until kickoff on NBC, number 1 Ohio State hosting your Minnesota Golden Gophers. Gophers, if they can pull off the shocking upset over number 1, would get to 4-1 on the season. To the top 25 scoreboard we go. About 4 minutes to go, and under the dome and under the shadow of Touchdown Jesus in South Bend, number 21 Notre Dame leading Boise State 28-7. In Gainesville, in the Swamp, number 9 Texas, Arch Manning threw an interception. Basically on the next play, DJ Lagway for Florida threw an interception. So Texas has the ball, but they are down with 5 minutes to go. They score 29-14, the 9th-ranked Longhorns on the ropes. Number 24, Virginia. They are on the road at Louisville and hanging on currently with 4.5 to go. The Cavaliers leading the unbeaten Cardinals 24-21. It is now in the red zone in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, with 4 minutes to play, trying to fend off number 16, Vanderbilt. The 10th-ranked Crimson Tide lead 20-14, again with the ball in the red zone. Looks like it is now fourth down. They're going for a field goal to go up 2 possessions. Into the third quarter in Norman, number 5, Oklahoma, having no problems with Kent State, shutting them out 44-0. Finals from earlier in the day, number 14, Iowa State, gets their first loss of the season at Cincinnati, 38-30 the final there. Number 12, Georgia, they rebound from their loss last week to the Tide. They win over Kentucky, 35-14. And then later tonight, number 11, Texas Tech, they'll be on the road in Houston, a good old-fashioned, good old classic Southwest Conference matchup as we look at 4-0 teams on both sides there. Also coming up later tonight, another revival of a rivalry. Number 3, Miami, on the road in Tallahassee at number 18, Florida State. Number 6, Texas A&M will be at home taking on Mississippi State, trying to stay undefeated are the Aggies. And speaking of the Big 12, going back to last night, number 23, BYU, they get to 5-0 on the season as they take down West Virginia 38-24. In the Missouri Valley, it is now final at the Dakota Dome. South Dakota gets to 3-3 on the season. They take down Murray State 49-24. At the half at the Unidome, North Dakota taking on Northern Iowa. The Fighting Hawks leading the Panthers 14-0. Youngstown State gets the first touchdown of the game against South Dakota State. The Penguins lead 7-0 over the Jackrabbits, about 3.5 to go in the first quarter. And coming up in just about 15 minutes or so, it'll be North Dakota State on the road in Normal Bloomington to take on Illinois State. Finally, over at the jewel that is O'Shaughnessy Stadium over on Creighton and Vandalia, in St. Paul. Creighton and Summit. Creighton becomes Vandalia. It's all confusing over there in St. Paul. Creighton and Summit. It is St. Thomas losing today at home at homecoming, 21-14 to Butler in overtime. The Tommies fall to 2-3 on the season.
All right, Jonathan, thanks for the update. And Heather Rule, good friend of the program, longtime sports journalist here in the Twin Cities, it was at that game in a very controversial finish as Butler wins that one in overtime, 21-14. We're going to break. We'll come back. We'll visit with Heather. She was there. on this hot day for homecoming at St. Thomas here on News Talk 830-WCCO. Keeping an eye on UCLA and Penn State late in the game. Bruins lead at 42-35. Penn State 4th-and-2 deep in UCLA territory. It would be the first 0-4 team to beat a top 10 team since 85. And the Bruins have done it. They stopped them on 4th-and-2. I don't know why I'm so into that. Maybe it's Penn State hatred. Anyway. Let's jump over to a local game, homecoming, St. Thomas, Pioneer League, Butler in town. Heather Rule joins us, longtime local sports journalist. And Heather, I know how important St. Thomas is to you, and this is a gut-wrenching loss. Take us through what happened at the end of this game.
Yeah, Steve, it was that was a tough way to end it. From thinking they had a fumble recovery for a 99-yard touchdown to win the game in overtime, and that gets called back for offsides on the play. Butler gets in on the next play for their touchdown, and St. Thomas on their overtime drive gets stopped on 4th-and-5. They had a couple penalties on that drive, too, to push him back a little bit. So definitely disappointing at the end for sure.
Well, and Heather, the way I understand it, the Tommies had a field goal to win it at the end of regulation. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. So they had a field goal opportunity. They had they got the ball back with a couple minutes left. It was kind of curious on their final drive. The urgency wasn't there. I felt like a little bit early on in the drive, they had a ways to go down the field, and they were kind of letting the play clock roll down and running the ball a little bit. So they did run the clock down to the very end and had a shot at a field goal. And the first one they kicked, it didn't go through, but there was also a penalty on the Tommies. I believe it was a false start, so that pushed him back a couple of yards. And then that second attempt field goal try, I think it was 44 yards, that was blocked to end regulation. So that's how they got to overtime, which was unfortunate. They were also down a score at the half, too. They had a shot to tie that one up at halftime, but it was intercepted in the end zone kind of near the end of the half. So, it's just a few disappointing moments for sure, and especially right at the end, kind of a roller coaster there.
Yeah, and I saw it on your social media feed, and then Lindsay gave you a call, and I'm so glad you could jump on the air and join us to tell us about it. Now, on the fumble in overtime, Butler puts it on the ground at the one-yard line. Tommies return it what they thought was 99 yards for the winning score in overtime. It looked like the team was on the field celebrating the victory, and then an offside was called. That is insane.
Yeah. Yeah, I certainly didn't catch that until kind of everyone was on the field celebrating. And then I did hear from the official's microphone something, but, you know, I thought I heard foul on the play, and I wasn't sure what that was. I don't know if anyone did. I certainly wasn't looking down at that end of the field. Everyone, you know, as soon as he picked that ball up, everyone was standing up cheering, and he was gone, no doubt, to the other end zone for a touchdown, and his team went, and they were celebrating. And then they said, well, it was offside. And I didn't see a replay. I wasn't sure on I can't tell you one way or the other if that was a good call or not, but definitely disappointing. And that was at the one, too. So I know that was a tough call. They were trying to just, you know, sneak it in like you do, just being on the one-yard line. So that's a tough play.
Yeah, I'm sure Tommy fans were not thrilled about that. Once again, Butler wins at 21-14 in OT. Hey, thanks for the call and the update on that, because I know there was a lot of controversy on how this unfolded at the end of the game.
Yeah, definitely, Steve. I appreciate the call. I'm glad to talk to you. But, yeah, the good news was it was an absolutely beautiful day. I am one of the people that is loving this summer weather as long as we can get it. It was a great day. You know, nice breeze today. Sun was out, so couldn't beat it from that standpoint. And it was good to be at the field today. And it was a close game throughout, too, which was exciting. But, yeah, just a tough way to end it for the Tommies.
All right, Heather, thanks so much again. See you down the road.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Heather Rule, longtime local sports journalist, covered a lot of state tournaments. been around the ballpark and the Twins for a long time as well. And UCLA forced to punt in their own end zone. They're going to take a safety. So UCLA leads at 42-37, and now they get a free kick situation with 17 seconds left. When you're 0-4, nothing comes easy. Jonathan Lowe, Lindsey Brown, I'm sure you've got it on and keeping an eye on this one. And I saw something a moment ago. This would be the first 0-4 team to upset a top 10 team since 1985 when UTEP beat then number 7 BYU. So at the Rose Bowl, this thing hasn't happened in like 40 years if the Bruins can find a way.
Yeah, it's weird with the safety, right? It's weird.
Yeah.
Please come tackle me in my own end zone on purpose. Yes, we would do that when we would play Madden, me and my cousins, just to see how high we could run up the score every time. You're like, I'll be the offensive team, so I'll score every time. And then I would kick off to him, and then he would run it back. And so it just shows you on any given week. Even Bill Belichick might have a chance to beat somebody. And so I know there's
going to be. Well, I don't know about that.
Well, okay, Mr. The Raiders are going to make the playoffs. Some of us have our own hot takes, but.
Don't give up yet.
Don't give up
on the Raiders.
But, man, this UCLA team, they disastrous start. I think you said they let their coach go. I know their quarterback was the one that rejected the University of Tennessee. And so this is a big win for their program and not necessarily like carry over to next year, because what carries over to next year in college football anymore, but it'll keep the guys bought in a little bit more for the season, don't you think?
Yeah. Now it's not over yet. They still have to execute the free kick here, tackle somebody, and kill out the final 17 seconds. Bruins don't have any timeouts, so it is not over until it's over. It is the Bruins. So we'll see, and hopefully we get a final here shortly. By the way, all the news at 6. Don't forget, our sports coverage continues tomorrow. Corso is back. Scott Korzenowski between 10 and noon. A lot of great guests, a lot of great info. And then, of course, our outdoors coverage continues with Bob Dreeslein from the Outdoor News, and he has a great show between 5 and 6 here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Of course, Gophers tonight on NBC. They're at Ohio State. The latest line, Buckeyes by 22.5. Tomorrow morning, Vikes and Browns from London, and the Vikes favored by 3.5 in this game. And the quarterback will be Carson Wentz in this one. The Vikes 2-2, the Browns 1-3. Vikings really need a victory coming home, going into the bye week. And then coming out of that, they'll get the defending Super Bowl champ Philadelphia Eagles right out of that bye week. And a big thanks to Jonathan Lowe with the scoreboard, Big Ten and Top 25. And a big thanks to Lindsey Brown, our producer here on News Talk 830 WCCO. And Penn State's going to get one more shot at it. 2 seconds remaining on the clock. The Bruins trying to pull off an epic upset over Penn State at the Rose Bowl. This is really something. And like I say, I don't know why I'm so invested in this, but I just kind of had a feeling. And whenever Penn State loses, I'm in the category of, oh, that's a shame.
That's a shame.
That's a shame.
Tough week for Micah Parsons.
They're doing the band is on the field bit. It is over. Bruins win. UCLA now 1-4 beats number 7 Penn State. That won't last. 42-37 at the Rose Bowl. And the 150 students that bothered to make a trip from Westwood out to the Rose Bowl, they're celebrating. They're having a good time. And we hope you have a good time here on a Saturday night. Quick update on that weather one more time. It is still warm. It is still windy, 87 degrees. Overnight, low 72. Tomorrow, a little cooler, 84. Chance of showers and thunderstorms. Then we drop into the 60s Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Back into the 70s late in the week. Once again, a big thanks to Lindsey Brown, Jonathan Lowe, and you for tuning in. Have a good night.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.